Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Please be seated. Thanks be to God for His faithfulness. We give thanks here today in the temple of the Lord, gathered as believers of the one true God, showering Him with our praise and hearing His word, partaking of His sacraments, lifting hearts and voices in great hallelujahs. Amen. The Lord is always faithful to you. Why, throughout history of the world, the Lord has remembered His covenant not only with you, but He remembers the promises made with the likes of one Noah, preserving those 8 souls from perishing in the great flood. God remembered His covenant with David, Abraham, Lot, saving them too from perishing while He destroyed those who mistrusted the Lord's might and stirred violently against those who were true believers. God never forgot to send His people a king, that which they cried and cried and cried and desired from the Lord for a king. And God remembered His promise to send a Savior, the one who would rescue us from sin, death, and the devil. And so He sent His Son, our Lord and Redeemer, Jesus Christ. Another apostle had reminded us of this dear promise that God had made. He said, "Brothers, I may say to you with confidence about the patriarch David. He both died and was buried, and his tomb is with us to this day. Being therefore a prophet, and knowing that God had sworn with an oath to him that he would set one of his descendants upon the throne, this Jesus God raised up, being therefore exalted at the right hand of God, and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he has poured out this that you yourselves are seeing and hearing." It is the one true God who continues to this very day, promising you that He will not remember all your sins and transgressions to those who believe in His Son, whose life, death, resurrection, and ascension into heaven has sealed for you and I our everlasting life in the kingdom of heaven by the forgiveness of all of our sins. In our epistle reading today, we hear again how skillfully St. Paul writes to one of his best friends, a young pastor named Timothy. Paul sets Christ before Timothy and to you and I today. He places him there for our encouragement of our faith. Paul tells us today that your remembrance of Christ as your Savior, it shouldn't be simply a one-time thing, nor should it be, an occasional thought. No! It's to be every day that we keep and hold dear to us both the name of Jesus Christ and what He has done for us. You see, Christ is in your life permanently. He is, as He has surely promised, like He said in the last chapter of Matthew, "I am with you always until the end of the age." So this reading today contains everything that we teach, preach, and confess here in the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod, Law and Gospel. Paul tells Timothy about the sure and certain suffering we believers will endure as good soldier of Christ. He speaks of how our aim should be to please God by competing, as does an athlete, according to the rules. He says also how by working hard, you ought to have the first share of the results of your challenging labors instead of handing over much of your earnings to worthless endeavors. But before Paul speaks the sweet words of the gospel, he tells you and I to think over what he says here. Think about it. For the Lord will give you understanding in everything. He's already given you his holy word by which we know we are saved. But you know neither the scriptures nor the power within. Perhaps today's theme would be then for us to remember all we have gained and cherished, that which comes by the way of our Savior, Jesus Christ, which is the Lord's faithfulness and our perseverance. Even as Paul was cast into prison, bound in chains merely for his belief, for his faith, he was put into prison. Why? He still wrote letters to other people, reassuring them of the love that God has for them too. It is certainly of the utmost importance for our thoughts and meditations to remember the promises of God to each of us. Consider even how St. Paul remained faithful, not unto himself, but to serve those whom Christ has won salvation. Serving others. Serving the other person was more important to Paul than himself. St. Paul could withstand punishments and all that tormenting that he went through, not because of his own abilities and resources, but those that he had obtained from the Lord. He knew he was an inheritor of all that God had promised his dear children because of the faith instilled in him by our Lord Jesus Christ. Paul knew heaven was for him, and so should you. You should treasure rejoicingly in your having been made new by the blood of the Lamb, and that by his all-atoning sacrifice, you too will inherit all that God has promised. You see, you all and myself, we are among the elect. And St. Paul is speaking of here in this epistle today. We are the elect who have obtained everlasting life in God's great kingdom. Early in this letter of St. Paul, he said that the word of God is not bound, he said. Well, it's not, is it? The word of God itself is forever free, and it's also liberating to the captives, those who are desperate, those who are sick or lonely, those people constrained by mental illnesses, or those who are bound by their sin. As no chain has ever been invented to take hold of the gospel, it goes on freely in its conquering course. So to you and I, by the power of the Holy Spirit, we continue to be liberated by the same gospel. Our comfort in the gospel enables our reassurance, our strength, our joy that we too, like what St. Paul says, we can endure all things. So many in our world today will surrender this freedom in Christ we have for valueless offerings and possessions, placing above him who created us things that are perishable, things that will never last or enter with us into eternity. all while leaving along the wayside that which is imperishable, the faithfulness of the Lord and the peace that we will have forevermore. Paul in this text today urges Timothy not to be inclined as others do, motivated to put selfish earthly desires and advantages above the interests of God's church, let alone the fact so many of you too raise your hope on wasteful things before thinking of those spiritual matters promised by God. Lastly, now the Apostle Paul renders some thoughts for us to ponder when considering our final salvation, that which comes on that last day, when all of the dead will be raised, and Christ, in his eternal faithfulness, he will fulfill both his promise to those who have been faithful and his threat to those who have been faithless. He said, "The saying is trustworthy, for if we have died with him, we will also live with him. If we endure, we will also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. If we are faithless, he will remain faithful, for he cannot deny himself." We can, my friends, depend upon the, and with absolute certainty, these words of St. Paul today. For these aren't his words. These aren't my words. This is the word of God Almighty. This is his promise to each of you. For these words, this promise of life and salvation, of your glorious future, is solely dependent upon the promises of God. And the Lord is always faithful to you. He is loving and gracious unto you through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds in the risen Christ Jesus.